There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Gino. Gino, you're the one who's going to enjoy my ass and eat it. He's not going to enjoy it. Eat it. Eat it, Gino. Eat it.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
I've never heard a defense of, or I've never heard someone defend themselves with the phrase, but it's you who's going to eat my ass.
Oh, I've done it. I've said it. He didn't call me back, but I've said it. Yeah. Yeah. I'm shocked that you haven't yelled that at someone in frustration. It's really, that's very, very surprising.
But Rafe was touching my ass, honey, but you're the one who's going to eat it.
You're the one who's going to eat it. Rupert,
you're the one who's going to have
eat this ass.
Who's going to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner there.
I will say, it is the first time I think I've ever heard that on reality television.
I know. And then where she's just walking in, she's like, and obviously, y'all, it is, I'm going to it's got to be suck your dick. But it was just so funny. It was like a sweet moment. And she's like, yeah, we had a really nice night. She's like, I'm going to suck your dick tonight.
Yeah. What's weird and what I believe is that these two really love one another.
I know. It's shocking.
I believe it. And they found their little somewhere that's green. Well, not yet. They've got to move to Miami first.
Yeah. Unlike Nikki and fucking Justin/Igor.
Because in Michigan, they're having a good time. Some Michigan sports team won something. I was talking with our eye doctor.
High school.
It was because I was talking with our eye doctor.
Michigan.
Because he's from Michigan.
Yeah. Actually, you have him. You have him won.
Who cares? I only found out because.
I know. I barely heard anything.
Yeah. Go Wolves. Or Tar Heels.
Wolverines.
Well, hey, close.
Or go I'll blue.
No, because Linda Carter's son went to Michigan, and so she posted about it. That's the only way I know, because of Wonder Woman.
That is so gay. That may be the gayest way of finding out that Michigan won. I follow Linda Carter on Twitter.
Instagram.
And her son went there.
I will say Linda Carter's Instagram and Twitter are wonderful. She's kind of like Mark Hamill. And she's doing this whole thing with like Rise Up now, like Rise Up and voting rights and getting people out to vote and voting Great. Equality. Love her. She's a true Wonder Woman.
Great.
There we go. Y'all, if you want to say something bad about Linda Carter, you're in the wrong club.
I don't even go there.
I won't let the mods post it. Immediate boot. It'd be like you saying something bad about Celine Dion. Immediate boot.
Don't say anything bad about Celine Dion. Just don't.
By the way, nothing bad, but I want to know your, I want to do a special. I just read this. Breaking news. We're recording this on January 10th. Did you
see
that Selena Gomez is going to be playing Linda Ronstadt in a biopic or biopic?
How do you feel about that?
You said biopic before. I don't know what, how to say it.
It's been, it does look weird, but I've had, but I can see you every time you look at words. Going, is it biopic?
I don't remember.
It is bio. I believe it is biopic, but
what do you think about Selena Gomez playing Linda Ronstadt?
Would she still talk like Selena Gomez and not really move her mouth? And
I like Selena Gomez and only Murders in the Building, but she does talk weird.
Yeah, there's like a weird, rare verse vocal thing that she does. I had to get used to it.
It's a little froggish.
Yeah, her voice is really far back in her mouth.
Only Murders in the Building yet?
Yes, I've watched seasons one and half of two. I have not started season three.
Season two is good.
It's, you know what it is? I have to be in the right mood to watch it.
Because you're always in the mood to watch
murder shows.
Pain, murder, violent sex. Like, those you're always. But to watch something that is funny and comical and lighthearted, you've got, I get that. Because I have
What's
to be the in
problem?
The mood. I have to be in the mood to see that stuff. So I get it.
Yeah. I have a different type of escapism than most people do.
I get it.
Yeah. A lot of times too, I need sometimes to be.
And I don't think most people, I know you're trying to be Enneagram 4 about it, but a lot of people have the same escapism.
Yeah,
that you
I agree
do.
With you.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
All you sissies love true crime.
I know. I think I need something sometimes high stakes at the end of the night. Don't call them $6. They're $6. They're the ones that finance our fucking Patreon.
No, you're a sick fuck.
Oh, that's true.
So you're all sick poodle fucks. That's what you are.
I need high stakes, and sometimes the comedy of it will lead me to fall asleep. Okay. But I like it. I need to like watch like 4 or 5 episodes at a time. Mm. Because it's like only half hour, so
yeah,
that's helpful. I love though. I love a good drama. I love a good hour kind of like dark drama. Oh.
Love a 30-minute. We're in. We're out. Love it. Love it.
That just
all right.
There's different things.
Different things.
This is Reality Gays.
Oh, yeah. This is Reality Gays. This is season 10, episode 13, our part two.
I am Poodle, and you are, I don't know, some fuck who.
I am Adolfo. I am Maddie.
I like your new haircut. I'm so, I really enjoy it.
My agent said, cut it short, you'll work more. And I said, sure. But I do enjoy not... I do enjoy not hiding.
Listen to your agent, not me.
Yeah. Yeah, because they make me money.
Well, it'd just be easier to do what I say.
You won't make me money. Now, I can make you money because I know how to package and sell you better than a Girl Scout knows how to sell a brownie.
I don't know what to do with you.
And you don't know what to do with me. That's true. You just want to put me in a ridiculous costume that makes me look fat. That's your end game.
No,
it doesn't always make me money.
I want to exhibit you like a zoo animal.
Yes, it doesn't make me money. I can sell and package you better than anyone. Yeah.
I want to sell you like a circus freak.
Yes, it doesn't make me money, but it gives you enjoyment.
I enjoy it.
Yeah. I enjoy it.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Come that's look true. At this freak, y'all.
That's what he does, yeah. I got another Steinmeier.
I still think it's because I think you're touching your eyes more than you think you do.
No, I got a sty, y'all. By the way, y'all, if you get a sty and it gets back, go to the doctor because it'll kill the oil glands in your eyes. When I had my surgery and I got the lower blepharoplasty to remove the bags under my eyes, I had to put cream in there every day and it clogged. It gave me a sty. And the doctor said, yeah, this happens. But Poodle remembers it. It was a terrible sty.
You had it for too long.
Like 3 weeks. And
I've never had a sty for more than like 3 days.
I had a sty once for like 2 days and I didn't think so. I thought it would go away and it just, so go to the doctor.
Maybe something's now, wrong with your immune system.
Not my immune system, but now like it killed my oil glands. So now I'm more prone to this and now I'm getting lasers shot on my eyes. It's wonderful. God, we really, you said, when are we just going to start talking about our ailments last episode? And I said 5 years. Apparently I meant 5 minutes. Apparently 5 minutes.
I was just waiting until you realized it.
You walked me into, see, this is you not selling me well. Whereas I make you be panda bear.
But I'm talented. Fuck. I was born for this. I was born to be a show pony.
Yeah.
Mm. You were born to be in a cage and me just rattling it.
Yeah, again, that's not, no. Not,
hey, you know what? They're both talented. They're both talented pictures. The bearded lady needs love, too.
Look, I love you, but and you know a lot of things, but one thing you don't know are my strengths.
Maybe.
My strengths go out the window when you see an inflatable cow costume.
I know, and then I want to see you in it. Yeah. I want to put you in ridiculous outfits.
Yes.
But I do know how to write sketches for you.
Most of the time.
Oh, come on. I do have to give you a pronunciation guide sometimes.
That's true.
Y'all, the Timey 2 naming contest is over. We will be announcing the new name on next week's show. We had tens of responses.
Actually, we had a couple hundred
on our Instagram. So
we did. Let me see.
We're excited.
We had a lot.
Yeah.
We've got two more days of this. And let's see.
We're recording it. Actually, make sure we're saying that. We're recording this on Wednesday, January 10th, so we have two more days. The contest is over.
Yeah, by the time if you're listening, the contest is over.
It's all
we
done.
We have 275 comments.
So let's say 100. Wow. 275. And then some are not guesses, but some are commenting on me and the hat that you bought me in Austin.
That is... Oh, yeah, that I have. There's some great ones. Oh, some great ones make me laugh. Good job. We have smart sissies.
We do.
You're sick fucks, but you're smart.
I think my favorite, I don't think it's going to win because it's too long, because it needs to be something that's quick, is Reba McEntire.
I didn't see that one. Oh.
It's not going to win because it's too long.
That is fantastic.
Reba McEntire. Yeah,
that is great.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I laughed.
It's kind of like the one that I think it's like Timothy Chalamet. It's too
long.
Yeah,
I like Timothy Chalamet
funny.
Too.
It's very funny.
Yeah, we get you on your puns.
We love puns. If it's, you know, if you submitted a pun, you're listening.
You are.
You're listening. What a joy! What a joy! I woke up today. I wish this for anyone in this new year. You can wake up and go, oh, I'm grateful to start this day. I had that day today. And then
what a day. What a time
died.
To be at. Oh.
But I had it for a couple of hours. But I hope that you had that.
You sound like Meredith. I'm so sorry. I got some news just before this. There's a child. That is a child that
there's
a family friend
who, yeah.
And the child will never be normal again.
Never. We're going to talk about Salt Lake City a little bit about the, not much happened in this reunion, but we're going to talk, do a corner about it later this episode. Again, thank you for submitting to Timey. I don't think there's.
Let's dig in.
We've already talked about Carrie Coon and White Lotus. We get it. We're still waiting on tour dates. They're probably going to come to us, hopefully, by the end of this month. That's what we're waiting on.
No, so. They are going to come by the end of this month. Or the sissies are going to string me up.
String you. I told you not to say anything. I told you.
No, we're getting them, or I'm putting a fire under our guy, y'all. So. Yeah.
We're doing our best. So anyway, all right, let's do this. I gotta go pick up my car.
Someone put on that they're waiting to set their wedding date after tour dates are announced.
That is so sweet
and weird.
I want to go to. I'd go to their wedding. You'd have to pay.
No, I wouldn't. I don't want to go to anyone's wedding. I don't want to go to my wedding.
we had one sissy who was going to fly me out and pay me to actually perform their wedding ceremony.
Why didn't they want me? That's obvious.
Because
I would have said no.
Because she's a poodle and she wanted a Maddie.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
A poodle's going to want a Maddie and a Maddie's going to want a poodle. And
I think I would have just used it to insult her. Then I think the guy
cheated on her or they broke up and then it didn't work out.
People did. There was a couple who got engaged at one of our live shows.
I think they're married now. They're married now. Yeah, I think that we saw that they got married. It was on the Facebook group like several months ago.
Yeah.
Glad you're paying attention.
Well,
actually, you're better than me at the Facebook group. I can't even. Y'all, join our sissy squad, though. We have a lot of sissies in there. We have fun in there.
I can't even. But join us.
No, it's just there's so much. I'm less and less in it just because I'm trying to do social media less just because it takes up a lot of time. Poodle is in it more. But, y'all, there's if you – in the top link of that page, by the way, if you scroll over, you will see it's very clear. You can see all of our subgroups that we have in there. There's about 24, 25 different
more
subgroups. There's a Bravo group. If y'all are into this Salt Lake and you want more Bravo sissies – There's
a Book Pigs group, readers. There's some regional groups too. Like
we're starting to get more regional groups for meetups.
You can meet up in places. So if you don't have any friends, join our Facebook group.
Yeah, sober sissies for a lot of you that are doing Dry January. That's something as well. So
poor sons
maybe
of bitches.
Sam would join. Yeah.
January is the hardest month to be dry. There's so much going on.
I wasn't going to purposely be dry, but I just went after December. I'm going to drink less this month and I don't have as many engagement. Then TLC sending us wine and I got this and that.
No, just, there's so much
it's
going
so
on.
Nonstop.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about Nikki and Justin, Igor, whatever the fuck his name is.
Slutty Emily in Moldova. Like Emily in Paris, but Emily in Moldova. Their fucking beret. She's getting her nails. When her nails were done, she can't look bad. She keeps saying engagement celebration, and it sounds like the dumbest fucking thing. Why can't they
dumb,
just say engagement party?
I know. I would want my nails fixed though, because everybody's gonna be looking at your ring.
True. That is true.
That's true. But yeah, I don't know why they're calling engagement.
The engagement celebration. The engagement celebration.
And then
shut up about it.
I kind of do appreciate that for once, Nikki sits down and she's talking to this nail tech. And in her talking head, she actually says, this nail tech is looking at me like I'm fucking crazy, but I'm just talking to them.
Did you notice her like broken English? How her she sounded like Igor / Justin.
Yes. And Nikki the whole time is like, well, he's just saying this and we don't have sex a lot. And
we don't have sex a lot.
Do men here have sex a lot? Is that normal? And she goes, like,
no, mm-hmm. no, no, no,
not normal. Not normal. Y'all, no, male tech is getting sex. Dick down. She's getting dick down in Moldova.
The nail tech is basically telling her what she's afraid of, and she's like, do Moldovan men kind of talk down to him? And she's like, yep, they do.
Yeah,
all this is normal. And then she says, well, I just know that when he's in the U.S., all this is going to have to change. And I just keep thinking, what did she expect? She knew him.
Not reality.
Right. I just don't feel like either of these people, their heart is in it. Is that weird? Like, I don't even know. Like, she keeps, all of a sudden, they're going to their engagement party. I'm going to call it that. Engagement celebration.
Engagement celebration.
But she's just had a nightmare of a last day with him. Anyone else would just go, I can't be having an engagement party with this. It just feels like this is bad faith. Like,
yeah.
She can't be convinced of this. That this is a good idea, I mean.
I'm with the nail tech who just listens to her talk and then just says, find an American boy.
Yes!
Find it. Because Nikki thinks that she's going to change thousands of years. Not thousands, maybe, but a very long time of cultural history.
Right.
And that she's like, this has just got to change.
In like a month.
Honey. This is not going to change.
And
this
he doesn't.
This wouldn't. Let me just say, this wouldn't change. We've seen Libby and Andre. This doesn't change in a typical heterosexual cis relationship. This sure as fuck is not going to change in a cis
overnight.
Man trans woman
no.
relationship where you weaponize your transness and use that to attack him and completely undermine him.
And how
it's gonna
you,
take a bit.
And part of you tries to consistently reinforces a heteronormative identity for you as a couple. So
yeah,
you're
you said
reinforcing
that, and it really is so, now I can't unsee it. It's so,
you're reinforcing the, you are big strong man, I am fragile woman, but only when it's convenient for you.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's what you want your relationship to be. Mm-hmm. And when he's trying to have some type of a threesome or ethical non-monogamy, you are completely against it. And
yes.
You won't talk about it because that's so shameful all of a sudden that anything outside of a heteronormative, binary, one woman, one man relationship is way past it. If she said, we don't have the trust to do a threesome right now, I would understand that. But that's not what it is. And when she brings up the threesome again later on with him, she's like,
he brought it up first, didn't he?
Yeah, he brought it up. When he brings it up.
Gift. He's gifting her his dream.
Right. He's gifting her his dream, which
so
is
I just
fucked up.
Say it's fucked up because he at first said he was just suggesting it as a suggestion because he said that he was trying to be so brave and make the relationship work.
What?
So now it's a dream.
What?
He's an asshole too.
He is. He is an asshole. What he's saying, though, is extremely pragmatic. And I want to at least give him a little bit of credit for that because he says, my heart loves her, but there's something in my body that doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's extremely pragmatic.
It is.
I do not think she could hear that.
But also,
because it's her biggest fear.
What I think is the fallacy in that, then don't be in a relationship with that person.
100%.
That is the reason why, at least, that's how this relationship, not for all, some people can be, and you know, in relation, but in relationships that's not sexual, but it's still, that's not how they both view relationships.
I do believe that neither of them have the emotional fortitude to navigate that.
No.
He would continually suggest things that she would shoot down. And she would call him stupid and child, and she would consistently shame him for even having that.
And she would consistently feel terrible about herself and unwanted and unloved. And I do agree with her, though, when she said, okay, well, would you do that? Then can we have a threesome with two guys?
Yeah.
Which, of course, he's going to say no, but turnabout's fair play, I think.
I think she knows he'll say no. So I think before even bringing that up.
Yeah.
And I think that is a very, from you and I both say that, I think in this case, we're both gay men. Straight men are kind of unified. A lot of straight men are unified in his perspective. So I don't think it's a fair argument.
But it is a shitty double standard.
It is.
It is.
But I'm saying
with his culture, it ain't going to change. Maybe if you want to have a threesome and your boyfriend was raised in Seattle in the early 2000s, then you might have a fighting chance.
But I'm saying 8 times out of 10, you're going to find your man, and you use that argument, it's not going to work.
I mean, he even thinks it's a joke and laughs at her.
Which makes her crazy.
It's not. I actually totally think, even though she's thinking about this as a binary relationship, I kind of think he is too. I think they're both thinking about the relationship, like you said, all wrong. I will say, though, she just talks to him and shames him so terribly. But at the core of it, I wish she would just say to him in like a vulnerable way, the fact that you, but not in a yelling, like in an angry, say, the fact that you don't want to have sex with me makes me feel unloved. It makes me feel unwanted. It makes me feel not desirable. Because what she is feeling, I think, has a lot of truth to that. But I think that's
too vulnerable for her.
Yeah,
she can't go there.
She can't do it. And then also, does she have a leg to stand on? Because she did, again, just surprising with the whole trans thing anyway, which I think is unforgivable, honestly.
I would have thought
I could never be with somebody who did that.
It's a non-starter. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would never trust them. Well, I think it's even different because this is someone who identifies as heterosexual. And when you...
He didn't look real heterosexual in that pink shirt with that little sweater pad over it.
But when you literally crying game them, you know, from the movie, which was a horrible...
Not familiar.
Horrible thing. Oh, come on. You've heard of the movie.
I know of it. Did something happen?
It was like a very... We assume this person is female throughout the movie, and then they...
Oh, we find out.
We find out.
Is Uma Thurman in that?
Stephen Rhea, and I think it was... I can't remember the actor's name who was the trans actor, or not even trans actor. I think it was a male actor who was... I don't think they identified as trans back then, but...
Spoiler alert for anyone.
You never heard of it. But anyway, I'm saying that kind of gotcha... Which is like, that's such a kind of an out of date cliche kind of thing. And when it happened, we would laugh at it. But for Justin, that had to be, that just probably fucked his head up. Oh. Then it's like, am I gay? Where do you go after that? And she did it. And she did it in a way that wasn't, I need to tell you something. She did it in an argument. Let's not forget about that. She tried to hurt him with it.
Oh, yeah. The only way I feel like the reason he is with her is not because he loves her, either because he wants to get a green card and come to the U.S. or he wants to be famous and be on a show.
Clout. Both of those things.
Or he wants to punish her and shame her for humiliating him.
I hadn't thought of that one. I don't. Does he have that in him?
I don't think we know him.
I don't know. I just don't ever want to see them again.
As Nikki watching says, them takes this is a dead lot. End, and it is.
Watching them takes my life force away.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if
every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale. That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
All right, let's talk about Salt Lake City, real quick.
Do you know why I think they do that? I think it's supposed to be like Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Yeah, that's what I think. It's the best. Ronnie and Ben have talked about it. I mean, a lot of people have. It's the best fucking music.
Yeah, by far.
Let me get my phone. I have a lot to say about this reunion. There wasn't a ton. There wasn't.
Well, this is all anyone can talk about in the reality TV world right now.
It is.
If you have not heard, if you watch the show and you have not heard our Bicurious, you have to join our Patreon to do it. But we
$5 tier.
We went off, and the glee in which we, oh my God. There's a lot of talk about the $60,000 ring. And that if Monica took it or not. And I've got to say, Monica, I brought this up on our episode yesterday, but the fact that Monica was in there like she was just a casual cast member and not someone who had almost terrorized these four or these five women all and set these women on each other. Mm-hmm. I thought it was really disingenuous to put her there while they were trying to talk about problems among the women, because I think they should have brought Monica out like at the end. I guess she is a housewife technically.
No, but she's technically a housewife. I do think, I know because she's in the hot seat. I don't like that they seated her by Andy. I don't think she should have been there.
I agree.
I can't see if any way of them including her on another season.
Absolutely not.
But they've had such huge ratings. Maybe they will. But it shocked me when she said, when she emailed, she talked about how horrible the show was, and that's why she needed to be on it. She literally said it wasn't being produced well.
And she was lying because she didn't say that.
But Andy Cohen just looked right at her like, bitch, I'm a producer.
I don't know
how much involvement he has in it, but still.
I think it's the other thing here is that she also lied to production. She completely played production, and they don't like to be played.
No, she lies to everyone.
The other thing that was happening was just like, it's weird for Monica to even act like she cares about these people.
Because she doesn't.
And she can't. Yeah.
Like I said, when you see her, she's just combing her hair, looking, just thinking about veneers, like she's, or thinking about what's the next thing she can say.
What did you think when she said when she was Jen's assistant, because she needed help with her life, and I was being there, and we find out she was unpaid. Well, I was her friend. And then Heather had a voice.
Heather Gay had a voice note
that had Monica saying, fucking Kim Kardashian was an assistant. And she's like, you had an agenda. Of course. Yeah.
And she's like, nah, well. When also, this was tea that Crappens dropped. I think I shared it to our story that Crappens dropped. So the way that Monica was introduced to Jen Shaw, period, is that there was a picture of Monica and her ex-husband who looked rough. He looked kind of like a guy on Love After Lockup that you and Mary Payne would be into.
Ooh, yeah.
Anyway, he was a handyman. He was hired as a handyman for the Shaws. And when she found out he was working for the Shaws, Monica went along on the job, and that's how Monica met Jen Shaw to begin with.
So it's like the same thing.
It's fucking single white
female.
She
infiltrated.
Yes.
She infiltrated.
She infiltrated the whole thing, and the whole time it was just to become famous.
Thank you, Crappens, for that tea.
Yeah.
I did say Monica is really good at coming up with lines.
She is.
I gotta say, she's a scrapper. When Andy K, she called Angie K a bench-warming bitch. And she says, this doesn't involve you like most of the season.
Which is actually not true. Angie K actually,
that's not true.
Because her and Meredith had some amazing fights this season.
Yes.
It was because of Angie K we got some of Meredith's
peak
amazing moments.
Meredith Marks was peak. This season.
Peak.
Rumors and nastiness.
I mean, even Andy's making fun of her now. I think we didn't get a lot, though, of Monica. We're going to get that, I think, in part two. And obviously, three, I think, will be explosive.
Yeah, the only thing, the only thing I really doubt is that Angie K never heard the rumor her husband might be gay.
If your husband's a good-looking guy like he is and you work at a hairstylist, people are going to think he's gay.
I know. But I guess maybe she'd never heard it. No one would ever say, oh, I thought your husband was gay. Maybe it's that.
I will say when that happened, I do love that the husband said, it's not about being gay.
Yep.
It's about the adultery.
Because
you could tell that this has probably come up before.
Yeah. He really acquitted himself of that really well, I thought. He did a good job.
I like him. He's hot.
He's hot.
He's real hot.
I liked it. What at one point too, Meredith has such a way of trying to get out of things and talking in circles about things. She could teach a class.
Well, she's an attorney.
Yeah,
and that's what it's called. I know. I worked with them for long enough.
Incredible at it.
Y'all, she literally said, I never said anything about their marriage.
Their marriage.
She said, yeah. I just mentioned the husbands. And I went, how is it
do you
not
want me to
in
mention
your head
about the husband?
Husbands are about someone's marriage. But yeah, I was watching it with my friend, Spencer's mom, my friend Rachel, and she was just kind of like, she's like, first of all, these women all look so leathery. And
oh, she doesn't watch the show?
No. And she said, and secondly, she said, how the fuck can she not see that that is talking about somebody's marriage? And I said, because that's Meredith Marks.
And she's convincing.
Convincing. Yeah.
She also speaks with authority. And
she's a full-on attorney. She is classic attorney.
And y'all, then Angie basically says something about Meredith. Talked about Angie, and she's like, you called me a trampoline with eyes. And Angie's like, that was a compliment.
When Angie said, I was saying your skin is so taut with eyes, so I meant that as a compliment. That made me laugh and laugh
funny.
And laugh.
And then Meredith says, hold on, and gets an Us Weekly and reads what
and
Angie
reads
said
it.
About her.
And Angie just kind of sits there. It's like, yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The other line, I don't know who this was. I think this might have been Heather, or maybe it wasn't. Talking about Monica, said, well, that's like when you were spending your kid's money on a purse.
Oh, I didn't hear that line.
Oh, yeah. That was devastating.
Wait,
and Monica,
no, I think Angie said that. And that's when Monica said,
Angie
get
said
my
it, yeah.
kids' names out of your fucking
yeah.
mouth.
Angie said it, yeah.
Honestly, because of the way Monica has shamed people, I think that is fair game to
it's
talk
fair
about
game now. Mm-hmm. It's fair game now. Totally.
Yeah.
She could have rallied for the 1%. She could have said something about cultural norms in the moment. Mm-hmm. But not after the after the last episode.
Monica looked good. I think Meredith looked fine. I don't know what Whitney was doing with all these necklaces and that dress was terrible.
We need to stop with those kind of macrame dresses. Those are everywhere on these shows.
It does not look good. I thought Angie looked good.
Angie looked great.
I thought she looked great. Her shoes were really cool.
Very, very reserved for Angie normally.
Heather looked fine.
I thought Heather in that orange looked some of the best she had. Mm-hmm. She normally looks frumpy.
Lisa looked fine. Lisa just needs to, again, lay off self-tanner. She's too tan.
She's very tan. She's very leathery tan. Old tan bitch.
Leathery old tan bitch.
Yeah.
It's
not like the reunion last season where all it's like they all went to Oz and bought their gowns.
It was great. It was
not Oz like the Wizard of Oz, like Oz the gift shop. A-A-H-H-H-H-S.
Yes, Oz, which I think is closed now, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, sad.
That was used to be on Sunset, y'all.
Boy. All right, let's talk about
Sam and
Chitra. Chitra. Y'all, they're gonna go pick up dad. Meanwhile, Brian, Sam's dad's trying to get the grass to grow. Cause why, poodle?
Well, something was walking on the roof with really heavy footsteps. Looks like came down right here.
I wrote down, what a fucking loon.
The alien music that they started playing in the edit took me out.
Did you see Chitra's face? Did you see it?
She's just kind of standing there. Kind of like she says later. She says, my family's expecting one thing, but they haven't met Brian yet.
Y'all, this is some love after lockup bullshit.
Oh, it really is some love after lockup bullshit.
And it really is. And someone says it's actually love before lockup.
It is Love Before Lock. That's true. Let's be specific.
Because he might go to jail. Get it?
Yeah. But they're having their first date in America. Who doesn't have a first American date at Boozers?
At Boozers.
At Boozers. Tells you everything about it in the name. Boozers. We go drink booze.
So y'all, the bartender who's been on this shift since 1992. She's seen it all. Boy, I felt for this woman. And we don't normally drink. I want something that's like a little fruity. And as soon as she got out the Malibu, y'all, I knew it would make me sick.
How sweet do you think this drink was?
If there's Malibu in it, I will throw it on in your back in your face. And I'm not someone who wastes alcohol.
No, you don't.
I would waste Malibu, though.
She liked it. She thought it tasted good. And she said, I know it's breaking the rules, but I just wanted to try alcohol once in my life. So
good for you.
I've got to say, she just got a side to her because she's drinking alcohol. And when they're playing pool, she is poodling. Do you see how she's sticking her ass up against his crotch, learning? Oh,
they're playing the devil's game.
How many times I've seen Poodle lay across a pool table like he's never held a pool stick in his life.
How do I do this? Can someone show me how to do this? I'm not. And y'all, I had a pool table growing up. I know how to fucking play pool. I know how to fucking play pool. I can fucking hustle you.
But y'all, he acts like he doesn't, and
I'm
the guys
not sure
are just
how to play.
Oh, his voice sounds like Tater. It's terrible. You end up usually making out with him on the pool table.
Yep. They're in trouble with the capital T, and that rhymes with P that stands for pool.
Pool. Just be sure to call the pocket before you stick it in.
Yes. Get some lube because it's chalky. It was very chalky. At least you're on felt.
Yeah, that's true. It's comfortable. Doesn't give you a rug.
I have bucked on a pool table before.
Yeah, I know.
You said it.
Yeah, I know. It's not,
by no means is it the worst place.
No.
Just make sure you remove like the triangular ring.
What is the
it leaves a mark?
Place. Yeah, that. What is the worst place to have sex that you've had sex?
I'm not a fan of outdoor sex without a blanket.
You've had sex outdoors without a blanket?
Yeah, it's not fun.
And there are a lot of twigs and branches,
leaves,
and
bugs. Yeah. But I think it's good. I wasn't really on the floor. I was up against a tree. So.
Was this in Griffith Park?
No. Where was this? I think this was
some Appalachian shit.
I think it was when I was home one time. Yeah. We were outside. And then I said, never again. At least even a car is better. I have a problem with a car because even in a big car, there's just a lack of mobility, and there's always the seatbelt things that jut out are not comfortable.
No, they hurt. Yeah.
Yeah. I am able to sometimes kind of like what I love about vehicular sex are the handles. You can use it like you're one of those Thai massage people and you're holding on.
That
you can use it to kind of torque your body.
You should put some in your bedroom.
Good idea.
Some hanging bars would do you good. Just tell people it's for a canopy and then just take the canopy off when you're fucking.
Good idea. I do my aerial routine. She stuck the landing.
Yeah. I think she always sticks the landing.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life.
every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So he's asking, what are some other, she's like, well, we can't drink alcohol. You can't have pork. And he's, I actually think Sam, in a way, one reason he's open to this, because I think he feels like it's going to help him stay sober.
Yes. And I think he's hit, I think he's hit his bottom.
Before,
and I
yes.
think,
not right
yeah.
now, but before, yeah.
I still think, I know he's on Suboxone, but y'all, I don't know what he did before this. Had to be opioids, because that's what Suboxone is helping with.
I think he did
with.
Meth.
Really?
Yeah, because okay. they do that too for people with meth.
Oh, okay.
A little bit, yeah. My dad's third wife's son, Tyler, would go to the clinic and get that.
There's always a Tyler, like we said.
Yeah.
It really kind of worries me, because, like, what if this guy falls off the wagon? What's Sheetra going
to
do?
Welcome to a lot of people's lives of being in love with someone who's
well,
an
no,
addict.
But here's why I'm saying that. It's, I don't think about this the same way I think about, like, Louie from Love After Lockup.
Mm-hmm.
Because Sam just has the look of someone who is either really recently sober, or he said he's relapsed several times, and like it almost like feels like he's still using.
No,
like there's
I get
something
it.
About it. And
Louis like on his shit and turns his paperwork
yeah.
in and all this kind of stuff.
And I feel kind of bad saying that, but there's just a feeling.
I get it.
I don't know. It just makes me very nervous for her. And also Sam's family situation doesn't seem, let's say, stable.
Yeah.
When you're waiting for the aliens to come off the roof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
now they go to the mosque, and I said that word so gay. Mosque. They go to the mosque. Okay, so they go to the mosque, and so they're going to be going for the conversion on Friday. They're going to get married, y'all, in 9 days. So they talk to this really, really hot guy.
Jawad. Oh my Jawad.
Yeah, I'd like his wad in my butthole.
That guy's hot.
H-O-T-T-T.
Woo! Yum!
I'm saying my prayers on the daily to that dick.
We're equal opportunity religious vendors here.
That's
at Reality
true, y'all. Christianity, Islam, we're going to make... Y'all, sorry, y'all. If we have to say Jesus doesn't care if you can suck a dick, we have to say...
I'm going to stop you there. How about that?
If I wish y'all could have seen the video, Poodle's eyes just got.
Stay away from is a blank.
Yeah.
So, y'all. Anyway, they're talking about. Jawan basically says to their convert. He's like, "If you studied, blah blah blah." Now the thing about it here, y'all, is remember to convert to Islam is a very easy thing. You basically just have to say, "I believe in God, and Muhammad is mm-hmm. the prophet above other prophets." And you kind of done it. That's your conversion. Now, I think they're trying to make it sound a little more. He's like, if you study, yeah, they obviously want you to study and do everything like that. But I don't think that they're going to have to do a lot for Sheetra's father.
No.
I think he's kind of convinced. I think they're building up this guy to be scarier. The drug issue is going to be a lot worse than the conversion.
I think so too.
So the sisters, we also do find out that in Islamic marriage that the dad has to approve up to the point that they're married. So
Sam's freaking out, and it doesn't help that he's meeting the two sisters that he describes as bullies.
Now, I've got to say, these two sisters, the stank eyes on them, they're kind of just like looking at that. They're like laying each other like the two Siamese in Lady and the Tramp.
Yes. And they call him Popeye.
They're mean.
They're mean.
You could tell one of them was just like staring, barely awake, and the other was like laying on her. Maybe one it's was, because yeah, they haven't
with
slept.
With her hair all messed up. She looked like she looked rough. Now, Sheetra says, you know, my family's going to be surprised because here they think everyone looks like Ryan Gosling. And I'm like, yeah, that's not going to be the case here.
Yeah, not in Cameron, Missouri.
No, mm-hmm. No. And she said, they're going to be surprised. She said, that's what she said. They're going to be surprised by Brian and the aliens. So they go to pick up the sister from the airport, and then they go to the hotel, and we meet
Herman.
Herman.
Herman, my hero. Herman, my hero. Three people will know what that's from.
I don't.
From The Most Happy Fella.
I don't know that either, so no.
It's a gorgeous. It's what.
I know that somebody somewhere. I just don't know the entire score
it's
like you do.
It's a great score. It's so beautiful.
So Herman says, look, I appreciate his reasons to marry, but I need you to be responsible because she's come so far. He is really like laying down, like, are you going to take this seriously? Are you going to take care of her? And Sam kind of says, I feel like I'm just bullshitting him because I can't focus on anything because I feel like I've got to tell him about this court thing.
I'm here. I've got to say it. Otherwise, you know me, it'll just burst out of me like Alien. I feel like if they do get married, if their whole purpose at their first year of marriage is not keeping Sam sober, it won't work. I just have this feeling.
If it's wrapped up with their faith, though, then maybe that would work out.
That's true. I'm really nervous about these two.
He said that he believes in God now after this.
I do think they will get married.
Yeah, I think so, too. But a higher power can help a lot more than sometimes being an atheist. I'm not saying you can't be sober and be an atheist. A lot of people can easily, but I'm just saying that a higher power can help.
Maybe he can talk to Bilal.
Yeah. Great. All right, let's close it out, y'all.
Oh, Gino, I've got a surprise for you, Jasmine.
Ooh,
I'm Gino. Your Romeo Bonito.
Ooh, I gotta say, so he takes her up to the roof. She's speechless. We have never seen Jasmine just going,
no.
And like,
she has no idea. She can't even make kind of shady comments like she normally does.
No.
And she's like, normally, the only surprises that Gino leaves for me are the surprises he leaves in the toilet.
Yeah, exactly. The turd bombs. And she's like, this is beautiful. And she loves it. And Jasmine looks at him. She said, Gino, I never dreamed of being with a man like you. I usually like blonde, really muscular, good-looking guys
rich
with blue
man.
Eyes. Rich man, not anything like you, Gino. And Gino just kind of says,
thanks.
Okay, thanks. And she says, what I'm trying to say, this is real love. You're so kind to me, and I'm so bitchy.
He's like, you are a real bitch sometimes. I know. You can be a real bitch sometimes. Like, yes. Yes, I know.
And then she says, oh, I'm going to try to be better. I'm sorry about your family. I'm going to try to better with your family. And Gino just starts crying.
Well, and then she also says, I'm going to be better about the wedding and having your family there. Because I think he was so afraid he was going to have to tell his Italian family.
Oh, my God. Y'all,
that they could not come to the wedding.
Imagine Codley telling Christina and Kathy they can't come to her wedding on Smothered. They'd flip.
They would go anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Kathy would show up in her coffin.
I just want Christina to plan my funeral birthday party.
Y'all, no, that's a real thing. They're having a funeral birthday party on Smothered where they're going to put glitter all over the casket, and it's amazing.
And they have like a model of her legs sticking out of it because her legs are her best feature.
Yeah.
I will say, if you only watch Smothered for one mother-daughter duo, that's the one you watch
that's
it for.
Kathy,
it's fun.
Yeah. They're fun.
So y'all, she says he starts crying because I think it's that he's so touched that she is really putting him kind of putting his needs over hers, mm-hmm. over her wants. And I think that just touches him. And she hugs him and she kind of, it's a really sweet scene. Mm-hmm. And at that point, he's like, hold on. And at this point, he goes up and gets a ring. And I'm like, is this ring number like 4?
No, it's really only 2. Remember? Because he got like a fake, like,
bought the shitty one. And then he, you know what it is? He gave it at, he gave it back. She gave it back. Then he gave her the ring again.
Yes. So this is really just the second ring. And it's a beautiful ring.
This is, and he's like, and it's a real diamond this time.
And Jasmine completely just folds and loses. She just starts sobbing.
And that's just like, I'm going to suck your dick tonight.
Yes, yes. He even says, he asked her to marry him in Spanish. And she goes, sí. And he goes,
this,
sí.
That was really, that was him trying. She, like the Taylor Swift said, song.
Yes, she said, I love this ring. The other one was cheap as fuck.
So y'all, the next morning, she's going to confess. She's like, this is the new space in our relationship. I need to be honest before we leave Miami. And she tells him,
I need to be honest. I need a Libra man.
I need a Libra man. So she says, I need to tell. She's like, you know how I had $8,000, but I had to ask for $2,000 for the surgery. And I had to ask. She kept saying Dan because you can't say Dane.
It's Dane.
And she said,
and when I was going to pay him back, he said, no, just keep
here's
it.
Here's your wedding gift.
Your wedding gift.
And she's like, but don't you? And he's of course, very upset. He's like, this guy just keeps coming up and he's never going to go away. And she's like, but don't you understand? He said, this is for you and him to enjoy. You're the one that's going to use my ass. You're going to lick my ass, Gino. Only you.
But as Gino says, remember, this is the guy you screamed his name saying you're going to fuck him when you were angry at me.
Yep. And he's got a complete point there.
He's got 100% point. And Gina's like, not good. Not good.
And then he said, you basically totally destroyed all the momentum we made. So, oh, Jasmine. Another thing.
She poodled it.
Yep, she poodled.
She poodled, because that's poodle's way. Have a great weekend. You make the thing. And
you got to show your ass at the very end.
Very end. Very end.
After they paid for it all. Yeah, make all sure right, the credit card's already gone through.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, everybody. That's it. That's the show. Anything else you need to say?
No.
Okay. All right, everybody. Go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can find everything about us. Unless you were offended by some of the religious jokes, then you can go to google.net. God. Find us there. Christine is probably going to cut it. Find us there, y'all. Go to our Instagram. You can see and see all of the suggestions for Timey, even though we've already selected one by the time you've heard this. And we appreciate y'all so much. If you want to hear this show ad-free or commercial-free for your pleasure, then all you need to do is subscribe to RG Plus on the $8 tier, either on Apple subscription, Supercast, RG Plus. Don't forget, you can still give the gift of gay through Supercast and give someone a gift. A lot of you did that over the holidays.
A New Year's gift.
You can do it for birthdays, Valentine's, whatever. Whatever you want.
Whatever.
It's all there.
All right, just any reason at all.
And you fucked up. Mm-hmm. You fucked up and you asked your ex to give you $2,000 for a dick implant. Give him a year of reality gays.
Yikes.
Yikes. Boy. All right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if there's nothing more you love than a Saturday night at Boozer's.
Poor Carlene, that bartender.
Say hello to Carlene for us. Sadly, you won't find Jawad there. He don't drink.
He don't drink.
No. Bye.
Bye.